something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Jeremy's top five Canadianity date record jams.
We hit the Taggart and Torrens at Gmail mailbag.
And we play Wayne Cox's game show staple, Talk About. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Number 34, Jonathan Torrens, how are you doing?
I'm good, Tags. How are you, bot?
I am still burling and laughing over the top five from last week. That was classic.
I know. It's funny. Do you know what I was doing? If we're being honest, we were kind of having a bit of trouble getting going this morning. Part of the reason was you had a work guy at your house.
Yes.
And do you know what I was doing while you were waiting to deal with him?
What?
You ready?
And there's another shot someday soon. Oh my god, he's playing Birmingham.
I was figuring out Birmingham by Amanda Marshall.
You were figuring it out.
Because for some reason, that's a song that everyone went, oh my god, Birmingham.
Yes.
Remember, I don't even know what the guy's name was, but he had a 19-inch Hitachi.
A 19-inch Hitachi? What do you...
That's the lyric.
Oh, that's the lyric?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember, I think it's Gary Bright playing that horny piano part on that song.
Really?
Yes.
And then it had a bwidip-bidip, bwidip-bidip, bidididididid, doodaloo-dar-loo-dar-loo-dar.
That was a popular number, wasn't it?
Virgil Spencer's got a 19-inch Hitachi. And many demons lingering. Friday night, he pulled a gun to change the channel. Something that he picked up from the king.
Could that be Desmond Child?
I don't know.
Bernie Taupin writing the lyrics there, bud?
Well, I remember that Amanda Marshall had a Panties in a Wad tour. That was the name of the tour. And I remember thinking, that is not couth.
That was the name of the tour?
Because, yeah, and I saw her interviewed on Much, and she was talking about how, you know, I don't even know where I am most days, and I just, you know, wake up and pick a pair of panties off the motel room floor, and they're in a wad.
There you go.
Panties in a wad. I don't even want to hear that.
People
in the
all
same
can
sentence.
Relate. Everyone can relate to that, eh?
Hey, don't get your panties in a wad, bud.
Yeah.
Don't go Virgil Spencer on me. Let's do that thing where we bring Amanda Marshall back. That's when we'll know we've made it. When Amanda Marshall is suddenly being demanded by Canada because of us.
I don't want her mad at me.
I don't want her panties in a wad at me either.
Yeah.
But I do wonder where she went, and I would be lying if I said I hadn't sung Birmingham in the car.
Maybe she's in Los Angeles doing it down there big time.
Well, when she broke, suddenly... out of nowhere, like the Elton Johns of the world were endorsing her.
Yeah.
And saying she's the best singer I've ever heard.
Big, powerful voice.
So how do you go from 0 to 60 and then back to 0 in, you know, 3 years?
Unbelievable. Hey, so we have a couple of wonderful things to announce.
Yeah, we do.
We have, to start off, I guess we could just say thank you to Chris Redwing on Twitter for... making us up a couple hundred decals of 101.9 The Bird.
So we have wind stickers that people can put in their windshields.
And we will have those to give away at the show at the Rivoli on May 5th for Canadian Music Week, Josh.
There it is. That's the second big announcement. May 5th is a Tuesday night. We're going to be doing a TNT Live. It's affiliated with Canadian Music Week. And tell the people how the tickets work.
Well, you can get them, obviously, on at Ticketmaster when everything's said and done, but we have a pre-sale announcement and a code that you can get tickets right away, and that code is, Jonathan...
Canadianity. What else would it be?
Canadianity with a wonder and a free night... Well, not free, but a pre-sale opportunity... to get yourself some TNT tickets for CMW. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited. We're going to have a good time with the people.
Well, here, I would like to say a couple of things. The first thing is, other dates in other locations, God willing, are to come. I know as someone who doesn't come from Toronto, how it feels sometimes when things are happening in Toronto and you're not there. I get that better than anybody. Sure. So suffice to say, at some point, we'll also be doing one in Halifax. At some point, God willing, we'll be doing a TNT tour across the country and would love to go to not just the cities, but the off-the-beaten-path towns where we know Canadianity is flowing strong. That's the first thing. Second thing is... Sorry, bud.
Sorry, we can actually do some podcasts along the way in all these wonderful
from a smelt shack and from a barn. Like, let's do it.
Yes.
The second thing is, if you've never been to the Rivoli, it's not a very big room. So don't dawdle. Do get your tickets early. I think capacity is about 120. And the third thing is, it was very important to us to offer a pre-sale for Buds. Because we want to make sure that the room is full of people like us who know the show and want to be there, and not folks who've been dragged along by music executives who have never seen the show.
There won't be just us rambling into microphones like we do on the podcast. We will have musical interlude guests. We have the Flatliners taking care of the intermission, and it's what an intermission that will be. I mean, this band right now is lighting the world on fire. They're out in Europe as we speak, and Flatliners, big fans of TNT, and we're big fans of them, and it'll be wonderful to have great music as well as some Canadianity and some comedy and some entertainment for the folks.
That's how it's built, an evening of Canadianity, comedy and Canadianity. Do you remember Yop yogurt beverage?
I certainly do. I don't only just remember it, but it's a staple in the house for the kids.
Come on.
Yes, Yop.
Remember when there was a contest, fill out a ballot, and Corey Hart will phone Yop?
Is that what the part? It said he'll phone Yop?
Yeah. Fill out a ballot and Corey Hart will phone Yop.
No way.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
It's just when you say it, it's just like, so get your ballot, fill it out, and Corey Hart will phone Yop.
He'll phone Yop. I worked as a writer on the Juno Awards a couple of times, as you know, and one year Corey Hart was nominated for Best Male Vocalist, and midway through the afternoon on the day of show, he pulled me aside and said, just tell me if I won. I was like, I'm sorry? Just tell me if I won. He wanted to know if he won Best Male Vocalist, because he'd stick around for the show, yeah. I'll stick around if I won, but if I didn't win, I'm going to go home. Because I think his wife, Julie Miles, was sick, so he just wanted to know if he won. But I was surprised how much he talked like he sings.
But he's like you happen to have the envelope in your pocket.
Excuse
right?
me, sir, just tell me if I won, so I can go on her.
He's not that big either. He's kind of little.
Yeah, but he was super nice. Super nice.
Yeah, he just wanted to know if he won.
Just tell me if I won. Anyway, he didn't win. But I didn't know that at the time. Otherwise, no, I still wouldn't have told him. That would have been completely offside for me to tell him. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You did not win.
There's only one way I will do this, is if you tell me if I won.
Do you remember?
What?
Do you remember when he put out Rudolph on red vinyl, 45?
Like for Christmas?
Yeah. Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, he might even say it glows. Was really good, yeah.
Yeah, he really pushed the limit on that stuff, and then he stopped kind of singing. So he had to take the out.
Why?
Well, he didn't sing like that as much in the late. It was more kind of going with when he was sitting around writing hits for Celine. He didn't have so much angst.
Then one forgot Christmas Eve, so that came to say. May 5th at the Rivoli. Canadianity is the pre-sale bod code. Did we mention that Wings fan is Bud of the Week?
Chris Redwing.
Yeah,
Chris Redwing fan is the bot of the week.
He made the win stickers for us, which is awesome.
Yes, and I don't know if we mentioned he's the bot of the week for it, but he is the bot of the week because of it.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice.
We're going to be giving those away, and they're pretty swank and simple and classic. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yes, that's perfect.
And a win sticker for 101.9 The Bird.
No mention of us anywhere, but it is really true fandom.
Yeah, it's so obscure. Maybe someone would be kind enough to make a COQK Rock the Cock sticker. With a rooster. Yeah, with an angry looking rooster.
An angry rooster with veins all over him.
A purple angry rooster with veins.
Just raging.
And maybe the sticker should say, I rock the cock. That's pretty brave. If you're putting that in the back window of your Chevrolet S10.
Hey, it beats a sack of iron sack pretend testicles.
Yeah.
That I still don't understand.
Or sticker families.
Where do you think the truck nuts came from?
I don't know.
Fort McMurray?
If I had to guess, yeah.
I would think it's got to be Fort Mac was where the truck nuts first came about.
Fort Bag.
Every time I'm in Fort McMurray, you see the stoplights and you just see like all the pickup trucks like bum, 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 racing because it just got off work.
Well, it's if you're 18 and you're making $1.60 in cash a year, imagine the irresponsible purchases you would have made.
It's like new money millionaires, new money lifestyles. Got the $750,000 trailer.
Right? Yeah, you're right. $750,000 double wide. And I'm going to burrow down to Edmonton for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm working at Timmy Ho's making 86 square. 3 days a week. Making Blue Jays donuts.
Yeah. And what happens if you don't show up to work? Nothing. They'll just be happy to see you the next time you come.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thriving metropolis, Fort McMurray.
Is the gender breakdown pretty much as you would expect? Like, is it 80% dudes?
I think so, yeah. It's like 10 to 1 or something like that.
Right.
And it's just people working in shifts and not a lot of people from the Newfoundland, a lot of people from New Brunswick, but now a lot of people from around the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like very diverse cultural
mecca.
Yeah, like it's a real melting pot up there in Fort McMurray, and it's just all based on the work. And who knows how long the work will go. I mean, the oil, where's the oil going, Jonathan, the next 30, 40 years?
I don't know, but I do know this. If you live on the East Coast with your family and you have to go away to work, that must suck.
Yes, for like 2 months or something.
Yeah. I mean, most guys that I've talked to are on for two, home for a week, that kind of schedule. But you could see telling yourself, well, I'll do it for a year. And then suddenly it's been 12 years and the money's just too good to turn down.
Hey, you know who else are some buds?
Who?
The people taking care of this Odin kid. You heard about this Peterborough kid?
I did. I loved it. I mean, I was devastated and then I was elated.
Odin Camus and his mother Melissa took to Facebook and then put a post up and then people just started burling into the Lakeview Bowling Alley in Peterborough.
So, it was his 13th birthday, and his mom had helped him kind of put together a party, and not one kid RSVP'd. He's an Asperger's kid. I've known a bunch, and they're wild, man. They're so smart and interesting and fun. But, you know, he probably stands out a little bit in school, and maybe that's the one thing you don't want to do in junior high, is stand out a little bit for whatever reason. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the awkward stage of anybody's development. And if you have any kind of inkling of being a little different, then it's obviously going to be a lot more difficult for sure. It's frustrating to see that kind of stuff happen, but great to see the embracing going on in the community. And hopefully he'll have a better life because of this. I mean, but this you and I both know, having kids and seeing other kids, and you just see how they are, and it's just kind of part of life is being a bully or seeing people being bullied or, you know, just allowing it to kind of happen as life. And when you see stuff like this where people actually stand up to it and make a difference, it really does actually make a difference. So good to see the community get together there.
Boy, did it ever. And you can imagine, I mean, I've only experienced it in a small way so far as a parent. When other kids aren't nice to your kid, it brings out this volatile lion you didn't even know you had inside you. And so, you know, you can imagine how devastated this mom was posting on Facebook. And she was asking, you know, some girlfriends, could you guys maybe just send him a text or something on his birthday because he got a fancy new cell phone and nobody RSVP'd to his party. I can't imagine she knew what was going to happen. Jays have invited him to a game. Raptors have invited him to a game. Politicians, rock stars, like Carrie Underwood tweeted him. And nice. Who's the guy from the movie with the thing in New Zealand? You know, he has
Cameron Russell Crowe.
Close. Elijah Wood. That's
Elijah
it.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
What the
happy
hell does
birthday,
he have to
Odin.
Do with, oh, the Lord of the Rings
yeah.
movies. Yeah, that was a stretch with the New Zealand and Elijah Wood, though.
Just tell me if I want. So then if you saw some of the moving pictures from his birthday party, place was jammed, and I think he was driven there in a super stretch limo.
Yeah.
Like they
yes.
just rolled out the red carpet for him, and as it should be, but also as it shouldn't have to be. And I saw someone say in an article, hopefully parents will use this as a real teaching moment in their households. And it's true.
Absolutely. And yeah, over 9,000 texts the kid got. And
crazy.
Hopefully, just yeah. There's pictures. The place is just ram jammed. It looks like a bowling league exploded into a Bieber concert.
I texted Odin.
Yes. We did also with TNT. We cheered the party on.
Nice.
Definitely, we had celebrated the Saturday night bash.
Can you imagine if he has a new phone? But he doesn't have a data plan yet.
Yeah.
Friday, and he has to pay 25 cents for every text he receives.
No, imagine that would be the anti-buddy.
Yeah.
Anti-bods. Anti-bods. Hey, so this was, that's our bods right there. We have a few things to get to. We have a top five coming up. We also have some mailbag questions, but we also have... We're going to play Talk About. How about that?
Well, yeah, we're thinking about Canadian game shows and how some of them are so great. I think it was it Wayne Cox that hosted Talk About? I feel like it was Wayne Cox. And the idea for the show was
familiar.
You have 20 seconds to talk about. It could be vegetables or it could be water. And you can't repeat yourself and you can't stumble. But there were 10 hidden words that you're trying to unlock. So, for example, a banana. It's yellow. It has a peel. And you have to keep it going for 20 seconds to get as many of these words as possible. We're going to play...
It's a real tap dancer is what it is.
Oh, it sure is, yeah. I also like the New Liars Club. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that
Where four
game,
people
yes.
hold up an object and describe what it is, and one of them's telling the truth. I don't know why yes. that show's not on now. It's amazing.
Jimmy Walker was always on there, remember?
Yeah.
Classic.
So here's what we do. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back with your top five, and then we'll keep her burling. Sound good?
Sounds perfect. Bye.
TNT 34 is just getting cooking. Don't go away.
Where's my beer chair? Hey. We back.
What are we going to do? Top five?
Yeah, let's do the top five.
All right, so take us through. You pick the category this week. What's the category for the top five?
Category this week is top five, I guess, date disaster jams.
Yep.
Like top five songs that you should not play while on a date. If you know, mistake songs, bad
so,
idea songs.
Like things are going well and you're close to closing and these are the These are the bombs?
These are the B-O-M-Bs.
Because, blowing yourself up.
Yes, I mean you're in a position where you had a great time and you're maybe sitting in the car and this just thinking, like, I guess because you're so psyched about this stuff that they will be, and sometimes that's not how it works, but it's also common in first dates that if you've never really done it before, you'll do something stupid like that where you'll think they're, well, if you love it, they have to love this, right?
Right, like if you slap on a little Marshall.
Well, yes, but let's, like, say you were hanging out and you went downhill skiing in the city, like, yeah, in Etobicoke with a girl, and you're hanging out and you go home and you're in the car. And you're basically like, well, that was a wonderful night. That was a great night, Linda. Perhaps maybe you'd like to hear one of my favorite songs. And then you put this on, and then you're, like, excited. He's thinking this is the move of the day. He's a huge Rush fan bot.
It's a buzzkill.
It's like you got it. He starts air drumming.
And she's reaching for the door.
He knows the whole song, bud.
Oh, no.
He's like, wait, what are you doing? Wait, check this part out.
And she's like, I've got an early morning.
And he's like, what? Wait, what do you mean? What?
She's so these are the top five wait, where are you goings?
Yeah. It's over. It's done.
Hey, bud, it suddenly sounds like you're talking in scuba gear. Is your mouth near the receiver?
Yeah, my hand was over the bottom of it.
Oh, so there you are.
It's not affecting anything but...
my ability to hear you.
But yeah, that the... the idea is there. That date is done, and he made a big mistake going with Rush.
I kind of don't blame her.
Yeah, right?
Other websites online.
Like, he's going in for the kiss, but he wants to lay the foundation first by dropping these jams? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all right, that's number five. What's number four?
Okay, I'm making sure there's a little speaking woman here on online. Yes, number four. Is this one, and this is another one where it's like he's not been on a lot of dates.
So let's set it up. I'll be the girl, and then you kick the track at the worst possible time. You ready?
Sure.
I had a great time tonight, Toby. I think it went okay with your parents. They seem to like me.
Yeah, I really do think the food was great. You look great. Everything seemed to be perfect. I think I have an idea to make it even better.
Well, I sure hope to see you again.
I do too. Let's.
Are we?
You'll like this as much as me.
Are we about to kiss? Murray, favorite song.
It's my favorite song, Annie.
Is that from the musical Chess?
I hope you like this as much as I do, Annie.
I think I left my oven on, and I should go stick my head in it.
Think one night in Bangkok when I play a bad idea to throw out on a date, bud?
Ain't nobody wants to neck to Murray Head. One town's very like another with your head down over your pieces, brother. That kind of nasally pre-contact C flow. Not unlike Max Headroom.
Oh, so bizarre, that music.
Really bizarre. Like, there was the Murray Head... Falco Taco era.
Yeah, there was a point in time where it's like the more weird you were, the better.
Yeah.
I guess they were. But you kind of were asking for a one-hit wonder when you go that way.
What was the Falco Joe Rock Me Amadeus?
Yes.
Yeah, that was terrible, too.
That would be bad to throw it on a date, too.
And Taco was putting on the Ritz. All right, I feel you.
Yeah, putting on the Ritz would really put put water on the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So this one is a girl who had a wonderful time with this the new fella.
They go back to her place, and this is what she puts on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Hey, Shannon, I had a great time tonight. Should I pour us some wine, or...?
That would be splendid.
Great. Hey, I like your place a lot.
Thanks. Why don't you sit down and relax? I'll put on my favorite song.
Sure.
I love Amanda Marshall, don't you?
Is that the girl sings Birmingham?
This is Let It Rain.
Why are you lighting candles? I could see just fine with the overhead light on.
No, this is nice like this. Watch, wait.
I'm so glad to have a friend like you. It's really fun being friends.
It's such a good spot here. Do you want to dance?
Not really.
What do you mean? Where are you... Hold on a second. Where are you going?
Right? Amanda Marshall is a buzzkill. Why? She has a big voice. That's a big ballad.
Love this song.
Let It Rain, Birmingham, and Fall From Grace. Were those the three big ones?
There was more, I think. That Dark Horse was a big song.
Oh, yeah.
She might have had a couple records. I'm not sure, but she had a lot of songs that were successful because of the run and the successful hit songs and Radio in America and Elton John and the like.
Well, and also, I suppose there's more room for a solo artist to bank a bunch of cake. Because you're not dividing it up a bunch of ways, right?
I guess, yeah, I guess so. But then when you're a solo person, you have to pay a band too, right?
Right.
That's not cheap. So anyway, let's go on to number two.
Things didn't work out for Shannon.
Yeah. So now we have the working man from, where is he from? Antigonish, you want to do him?
Sure.
He's from Antigonish, and he's a big David Wilcox fan. And he kind of wants to throw it out there that he's not exactly Mr. Friendly Nice Guy, but he still had a really good time and doesn't want to screw it up, right?
Ugh.
So do you want to be the guy?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
What's his name? Pete?
What?
Pete?
Keith? Pete or Keith?
Pete.
Keith?
Pete.
Pete's good.
Pete. And what's her name?
Pete, Harriet?
Harriet. Harriet. Has the name Harriet ever been hotter than it is right now? Harriet? I'm so glad I finally found someone to share my Subway coupon with. I've never seen a girl pound a whole foot long. That was quite something. The whole foot long meatball sub and the sun chips. You must have to burp, do you? Harriet, do you want me to burp you? Why don't I put on some tunes and I'll burp you real quick? Here, listen to this. It's one of my favorites. Harriet, you going to barf?
What?
Are you going to puke? Harriet, come back. I got some demi-loons for us to pound for dessert. She's gone. She's gone. He even got some Demi Loons for them to pound for dessert. He wasn't going to give up the caramels. Caramel Joe Louis cakes.
He wasn't going to leave because of the caramels.
He wasn't going to share the half moons with the company. He thought for sure he was closing, too. He thought for sure he was closing.
He wanted to put across some, like, cheap James Dean, like, bad guy.
Yeah. But he's not a bad guy at all.
No. But he's got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, he sure does. Harriet was out.
How about when he forgot about the flakies that he had?
Yeah. Never seen a girl eat a foot long. And every topping they had, they said, do you want some banana peppers? And she was like, sure. And they said, do you want some green peppers? And she said, sure. What kind of cheese? She said, all of them, she said. That's very East Coast. Adding the she said, he said in the story. He said, boys, he said, I have something to tell you, he said. No. He said, every night for 2 months, he said, I've been going for a walk with the dog, he said. And he said, every time I see you fellas, he said, you just keep on driving, he said. And I said, well, hold on, Colin, I said, that's not true at all. I said, I seen you once in Tim Horton's parking lot. I said, you didn't even stop, I said. And he said, well, now, yes, I did. He said, no, he didn't, he said.
Okay, hold on. We're at the number one.
Did I ever tell you about the girl I dated in New Brunswick in high school whose dad talked to the family through the dog?
Oh, no. Really?
Dad, what are you watching on TV? Muffy says, we're watching the hockey game, Muffy says. Oh. Muffy says, I like Boston, he says, but I don't like Montreal, Muffy says. Oh, my God. Daddy hungry? Muffy says, I'd have a hot dog, he says, or a hamburger, he says, but no mustard. Muffy says, I hate mustard, he says. Never engaged his children directly.
Everything's through the dog.
Yeah. Night, Dad. Muffy says, good night, girls. He said, have a good sleep, Muffy says. That's weird.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's number one?
What about when Muffy dies?
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to her in 3 decades.
Muffy still says everything.
Probably. I'm sure he's the kind of dude that got another dog and named it Muffy, too.
Yeah, for sure. Just so.
Muffy says.
How else can he communicate?
Muffy says, I don't know, he says, but I wonder what happens when he goes to work. Terry, can you come over here and have a look at this? Muffy says, we'll be right over, he says.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Muffy says.
There's also in the East Coast, there's the Arias sandwich at the beginning and end of every sentence. Arias coming for dinner, Arias? Arias going to Florida this year, Arias? Arias going to the dance, the fire hall, Arias?
Oh, man. Okay, number one. Again, it's a woman.
What's the woman's name?
The woman. Loretta?
Yeah.
And, they had a nice night. They were, what were they doing? They were at a, they went to, what's that stuff when you dip the...
Fondue.
Thing into the, they went to fondue?
They were in Banff. They went to the Grizzly House in Banff.
They did the fondue, so going back to the place, and then Bernie, you can be Bernie if you like.
Okay.
They're at the yeah, they're, that's perfect. They're
trying to figure out if the night's over or not.
Exactly.
And what's the girl's name?
Loretta.
Oh, you're right. So what's the plan, Stan? Call it a night, or...
Well, I just have this one last song I'd like you to hear, Bernie, if you don't mind. It's kind of nice. Maybe it'll cap our evening off.
Trying to put me in the mood, are you?
Well, I guess maybe.
That reminds me, I forgot something somewhere.
Do you like Jan?
As much as the next guy, I suppose. I'm just gonna grab the... Oh, dear.
So nice. It's really nice.
I enjoy a slow dance as much as the next guy.
Bernie? Bernie?
I think that some of the fondue didn't agree with me. You don't buy fondue, you just rent it.
And that's it. That's the last one to finish the date in a sour note, bud.
Wow. Although
Jan Arden's not a good move to try and keep the date going.
Maybe you and I differ in this way, but if you want to keep the date going, you could probably find a way to get behind the song, right? Yeah, I bet you couldn't. That might be the difference between us. Like, when I was dating Carol, if she dropped Jan Arden, I'd be like, I have never thought about this song in this way before. I suddenly quite like it.
Yeah, I think that if you had... it definitely could happen. A date could definitely go south from music selection. It's happened to me before.
I could just tune it out and keep my eye on the prize.
A guy who left a woman for an album that they had, but it was like kind of deteriorating. Oh, jeez. She was deteriorating.
I said, we're deteriorating, I said. And she said, no, we're not. She said, look at the history.
I don't know what CD it was. It was like Len or something like that, where it was like, put him over the edge. Might have been Len. It could have been something around that time.
Top five deal breakers. I mean, it's kind of similar to what you did tonight. I was thinking top five bachelor party jams is a good one. And I was thinking in the spirit of it's above 0 degrees here. Maybe for next week we do top five opening up the cottage jams.
Yeah, hopefully we can maybe stir the weather into that.
Full of hope and promise. But a little bit of must, like shaking off the cobweb jams.
Okay, sounds good.
That's a good top five. Let's take a break on TNT episode 34. We'll continue in a moment.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
We're back at the back. How are you there, bud?
Okay, guys. They call their guys.
Oh, love that guy. I love it.
It might be my favorite character ever to play.
Yeah. He is a whole new kind of greasy that I just can't even think about.
There's just something so wonderful about the fact that, not unlike J-Rock, he's not feeling sorry for himself at all.
No.
He doesn't care that there are two people there. He's putting on a spectacle.
Yeah.
Well, okay, they all guys, do. Time for your featured dancers.
Where the hell did you come up with Brandy Snifters?
I don't know.
That is really greasy.
It's a great name.
It is ridiculous.
I also like Hannah Montana. Like, it's sort of a kid's reference.
Yeah.
Like Dora the Sex Explorer. Like, there's something really weird about taking iconic children's...
Montanas.
Yeah.
And that's the accent that takes it up a notch.
Hannah Montana's. Oh, man. Okay, guys. That's all the guys.
Imagine you'd hear that like all quiet in your room. Okay, guys.
Okay, guys. That's all the guys.
It's like Dracula. It's so greasy.
Keep it going for Dracula.
You wake up in the back of a truck. Blindfolded, and the guy opens the door and says that.
Okay, guys. Dakole, guys. All right.
So, wait,
we're going to dip into the TNT mailbag.
Mailbag.
I love that we get mail. I love it.
Yes.
And I love the wide scope of what folks want to talk about in the mail. So who's our first letter from, and what is the gist of her?
Alex Dick. Hey, Bods, a segment that I thoroughly enjoyed was the Greasies. I think bowling alleys with bars that still smell like darts is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's true.
I also think drinking at the Anavets Legion is also kind of greasy, if you're not a veteran. But ultimately, I want to nominate a bar that no longer exists. In my hometown of Chilliwack, BC, the bar was called The District. I nominate it because apparently there was drugs being dealt behind the bar and some shady business doings, plus a stabbing over a game of pool. Thanks for all the laughter and good times. P.S. Love poem saying. Nice job there, Alex. Thank you very much.
You know what we should do? Alex has just given me an idea. We should have a Hall of Foam where we retire the greasiest beer-soaked bars in Canada.
Yes, yes. And I do believe the good man Mike McFarlane has been good enough on taggartandtorrens.ca to be documenting all of the bars on a map, which is even more fun.
Yeah, good for Mike McFarlane. He's really taking the bull by the horns and is giving us an online presence and a kind of place to gather and catalog ideas from the podcast. It's great.
It is really great. Bear with me. This is true Canadian Canadianity, where there's a repairman repairing your house while you're doing
it. Hey, keep rolling. Let's hear the conversation with you and him.
Okay, so we got story time with Dan Aykroyd. Beautiful, from Justin. Good day, sent this to Jay and Dan, but I thought you would also like the story. Love the fact that we have people that love both pods, and obviously
awesome.
Everybody remembers where we came from, which is guests from that podcast that were happy together.
Yep.
But I'm writing you from beautiful Niagara Falls, Ontario. No, not the Sundowner Gentlemen's Club. That's funny. After the recent addition of Dan Aykroyd to the Wall of Fame on the J&D pod, it reminded me of my own mangled childhood. Growing up in Kingston, specifically Sydenham, which is about 20 kilometers north of the city, that's a small village of about 500 folks.
Sure.
Has the luxury of being the homes of Doug Gilmore, Kirk Muller, and Dan Aykroyd.
Wow.
Big time. That's a pretty solid.
Neapolitan of flavors right there.
Rewind to 96. I was six. I suffered from an issue called testicular torsion. Essentially, my balls got twisted while I was sleeping. This required surgery and all that junk. Well, while we were at the local store to get some medication for my pain, Dan Aykroyd was in the store visiting with Jim Belushi. My dad, who thought he was hilarious, his dad, decided to go over and explain the story to these two legends of the blues. Dan and Jim came up to me and gave me a high five and all that stuff. They were really nice.
Cool.
Fast forward 2 years, and I'm in the same store with a broken elbow. Sure enough, there's Dan Aykroyd again with his wife, Donna Dixon. My dad, again, goes up to Dan and asks if he could get his cast signed. He agrees and signs my cast, and he looks at me for a second and goes, "Hey, Donna, this is the kid I told you to have that got his balls twisted."
No.
Yeah. This was yelled and was heard by about 40 to 50 people. The next day at school, I was forever known as Ball Twisted Kid.
Wow.
"Hey, Donna, this is the kid I told you about that got the twisted balls." You can just hear him yelling.
That's a great story.
Thanks to Dan Aykroyd, and he loves the pod. So thank you very much there, Justin. Solid tale.
Great letter, thanks. Justin. Much appreciated. Yeah. And hope everything worked out down south, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure the ball's untwisted with the surgery.
Untwist my balls.
Yeah.
Say you won't twist
again. I got kicked
again
in the balls when I was a kid, and my balls swelled up like oranges.
Really?
I was in the hospital for 3 days.
Was it an accidental kicking?
Son of a bitch. Chad Horan, grade 4, kicked me in the sack.
Why?
Just because he was being that guy.
Let's get him on the horn, bud, and ask him why he did it.
I was in the hospital. My balls swelled up. Thank God I got 3 kids. But boy, oh boy, that kid kicked my nuts, and they swelled up like oranges.
I do think and have thought over the years a TV show in which people who are now successful confront their childhood bullies in a sit-down interview. Like, dude, why were you such a D-bag? and try to actually, as adults, get some understanding of where they were coming from. And I know without exception that most kids who bully have their own issues being bullied in their homes or in their lives, and that's probably why they do it.
Yeah,
but don't you think that would be interesting? Wouldn't you want to sit down with that guy and say, why were you that guy?
I just don't even care. I mean, generally people that are pain in the ass stay a pain in the ass. And I don't even know if it was like full-on bully, but it was more of the fact that I was new to the school and
right,
just being outspoken, I guess, and trying to be people's friends. You can't just sit in the corner and be quiet. And if you talk too much, then you get bullies saying, who's this guy? And next thing you know, you get kicked in the sack. Next right. thing you know, and you're at the Alliston Hospital for 3 days.
Is that no what TV. Happened?
I had one channel, I think, that got a TV, and I think it was Kung Fu was all I got, David Carradine.
So what could they do for you at the hospital?
Just let me hang out, and then middle of the night, all of a sudden, people massaging my sack, making sure it's fine. It was very weird.
So did they put your soldiers on ice?
Well, they were swelled up.
Right.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, I'd wake up, and someone would be checking them out.
And you're like, sir, you don't even work at this hospital. How did you get in here?
Exactly.
It's a guy in an Ocean Pacific tank top and rugby pants.
A guy in a Coconut Joe sweater.
A guy with a K-Way fanny pack and kangaroo sneakers.
A guy with a beaver canoe shirt. and his hands under the sheets.
A guy with a Benetton rugby and Adidas running shorts.
Oh, no. A guy with a Coca-Cola rugby shirt.
Oh,
remember that one?
Yeah,
they were like $200.
A guy with a fluorescent Far West jacket and Edwin French baggies.
Now we're getting back to the Wranglers.
Yeah.
Those pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one from Andrew Allen. Hey, Bods. Love the top five. Fuck it, I'm getting up and jamming list this week.
Nice.
He has a friend named Doug who drives a Zamboni.
Amazing.
The guy's a classic, a huge guy with a massive noggin and set of mitts. And his heart is even bigger.
Aw.
And he says, by the way, what's the Canadianity term for heart? And I do believe that's the heart term for Canadianity is just Canadianity.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's out there on the East Coast working on his garden, planting potatoes and relocating his peach tree to a sunnier area. Jeez, must be nice there, bud. Dig on the weather for you Easterners. While listening to your podcast. Nice. So funny imagining my own Doug the Zamboni man while you guys run through the scenario. Incidentally, I don't believe there is any song that gets him up on the dance floor. He's seriously stoic, which made it all that much funnier to listen to.
Oh, that's great.
Cheers and keep up the good stuff.
Nice.
Andrew from, is that Sechelt, BC?
Sechelt, I think.
Sechelt, yeah, Sechelt. It's a tough spelling. We got some tough spellings, and we should have that at an episode of the toughest names or the names you get wrong most.
She sells seashells.
Yeah, seashell. That's a nice part of the wonderful Canadian landscape.
Great letter. But I bet there's enough alcohol in a certain song that would get Dougie up.
You think?
Zam Dougie. Sure there is.
I wonder. We have to say Andrew if you hear. Andrew Allen, if you... See Dougie on the dance floor. You got to shoot us another email.
Maybe a little Up the Ladder to the Roof by the Nylons. There's some like total non sequitur song that would get him up.
God, remember that one?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Where we can see heaven much better.
Yikes. They could do that just anywhere. They just start singing that on the subway.
Yeah.
Next you know, everybody's going. Another one from the Taggart and Torrens at Gmail mailbag. Gordon Sanow. Hey, Bods. Heard on episode 33, you guys love to hear how far your reach is. My wife, Yvonne, and I live near Portland, Oregon.
And awesome.
Love the potty. He said podcast. I'm throwing potty out there. 32 years ago, I married my lovely Canadian wife, and we've been crazy about each other the entire time. Canadian chicks rocks. Canadian chicks rock, in brackets. She was born and raised just outside Trois-Rivières and moved to the west coast of the U.S. in the early 80s. We've been to visit her family a few times, and it's been some of the best times I can remember hanging with her family. Talk about getting banged up.
Yeah.
So along comes Trailer Park Boys and Taggart and Torrens podcast. We discovered them almost at the same time and have been binge-watching / listening and laughing till we cry together. In a funny way, it helps me to understand her a bit better. The cool part is that our friends we hang with can't quite put their finger on Yvonne's quirkiness. It's her Canadianity. Good job, guys, and keep her going, and thank you. There's Gordon.
Love that.
That's a wonderful story. See, it is the quirky Canadianity that gets those Americans taking them away.
The thing that I really dig is, I mean, we get lots of quick notes from people saying this made me laugh, or I had to shut my office door at work or something, and that stuff is awesome. I think what I certainly underestimated, and maybe you did too, is just how moved people are by the sentiment of Canadianity, right? And you can imagine, yes, if you're working in Saudi Arabia or you're going to school in Australia and you hear a couple guys talk about that does feel like a little taste of home.
It sure does. And speaking of a few living abroad, we have another Canadian living in Texas, absolutely loving the show, Chris King Vig. Canadianity is an awesome theme and we need more of it.
Awesome.
You've given props to Curtis Lazar in the past through the Canadian Juniors and et cetera. He deserves more. He sent a nice clip, some stuff of Lazar killing it. At the end of the game, it was when Mr. Hammond Hamburglar stopped another million goals. They were throwing burgers on the ice, and Curtis grabbed one and started eating it, as always, with a big smile, and then in the dressing room interview is looking for his Happy Meal toy. Classic. He's been a fan. Chris here has said also he's been a fan of Lazar since he saw him do his first interview and his first game with the Sens. Total ambassador for the sport, never without a simile or something nice to say. He is the embodiment of what all sports figures should be. Keep up the good work. So he loves his... Curtis Lazar.
That must be a typo. It must be never without a smile.
Yeah, I know.
It couldn't be never without a simile. Like using like or as to describe something.
Yeah. So wonderful stuff from Chris about Curtis Lazar. Here's another person from Atlanta.
Can I just say something about Curtis Lazar?
Yeah.
I watched the Sens game a few days ago, and I agree. I don't think there's a better ambassador for the game. The guy is just sitting on the bench, beaming, just like he was in the World Juniors. He loves to play hockey. He was the interview after the first period. He's articulate. He's humble. He's just an awesome cat. And almost and
he crushes similes.
Yeah. The Senators might be my side piece.
Oh, really?
If they make the playoffs, they might be my side piece because of Curtis Lazar.
They've kind of had the...
They're pretty fun to watch.
Well, and it's kind of the streak is in their favor, but that's the only concern of, like, when streaks happen is the fact that if it's a reality or not.
Right.
They're about to enter the world of pain in the playoffs, so hopefully
they big time, but
keep something going.
Put it this way, they're streaking at the best possible time.
No, for
sure. Like, better now than streaking in early October.
Yes, another guy, Craig Cameron from Atlanta. Originally from Canada, and the Peg has lived in Atlanta since 94. I go back to visit my mom and extended family all the time. Oh, the pod is great. I've always felt different, even though I've lived more than half of my life in the States. Some things are just different. One of my favorite things you've talked about on the pod was No Lendon. It was weird to hear that. I remember when I was a kid and other kids would say that, and if you asked to borrow or share stuff, I asked my friends here and no one has heard that phrase before, so it's either Northern or Canadian. So I think he's correct. I do remember No Lendon for sure now that we've gone through.
And variations there, and not a lot of Lendon.
Yes. You guys should do an episode or two, or do it continually where you have guests on the pod that are Canadian but who live in the States, such as Jay and Dan, or recent guests, the MMA sports guy that they had on there.
Yep.
I guess, yeah, anyone from America loves to hear about, or anybody Canadian in America loves to hear about American people talking about Canada.
So right.
We know that we're not going to not do that. That's all we talk about. So thank you very much, Craig.
Nice letters.
Yeah. Very nice. We got one last one. Jeremy Nash. First, just finished episode 32. Hilarious as always. Two things popped up to me. First thing was when you guys talked about how swearing is needed in certain situations, and he does agree with that. He loves the Trailer Park Boys and watching it, and when the swearing is beeped, it's not the same. I agree with that.
That's true.
The second was how Jonathan talked about the two OFs. We just found out my wife is pregnant, and she has started saying OF because she didn't want the baby to hear her swear, and I've been making fun of her for that. But to hear Jonathan say that he does the OFs as well had him in stitches laughing.
Oh, so, that's great.
There you go. The perspectives that people learn and the fact that they're sending them our way and giving us information. I love it. It's wonderful. Thanks a lot, folks.
And don't underestimate, if you're thinking of sitting down and jotting a note that is seemingly insignificant to you, really does mean an awful lot to us that people are willing to share these stories and feelings about the show and about all things Canadianity with us. So we really appreciate it.
How about we play Talk About after a break?
I'm so in.
Nice.
TNT 34 will continue in a moment.
Come back, will you?
And we're back.
So we're going to play Talk About, hosted by Wayne Cox. The idea was this. I would give you a subject to talk about. You'd have 20 seconds to talk about it, and you try to uncover as many of the hidden words associated with that thing as possible.
Yes.
Obviously, we can't do the hidden words.
Yes.
So we're just going to see if we can talk for 20 seconds without repeating ourselves or stopping, right?
Yes.
It's a longer time than you would think. So what we've decided to do is we've each come up with a person, place, or thing that's Canadian, a person, place, and a thing.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go first?
By giving you yours?
No, I'm going to give you yours.
Oh, okay, sure.
Are you ready?
Do I go, like, as soon as you say it?
Yeah.
Like, my 20 seconds starts when you say it?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
Jeremy.
That's crazy. Let's do it.
Jeremy, for 20 seconds, talk about Steve Nash.
Steve Nash. What can I say about Steve Nash? What a basketball player. Done so many things for the world. Brought the game to so many levels. The fact that he won the MVP a couple of times. Did things no Canadian sportsman's ever done. Raised the bar. I partied with him once after the gold medal game in Salt Lake City in 2002. That was a great time. He had a wonderful fur coat on, and he was really nice to me.
That's more than 20 seconds, bud.
I did it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Nice.
I would say that you MVP for sure and basketball for sure. I would say you got two of the hidden words if we were playing that way.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Right?
I don't know if fur coat would have been there.
Fur coat wouldn't have done it. I was just trying to stretch it.
I was into it, though. All right. It's my turn. Who's my person?
Okay, it's your turn. Your person is Barbara Frum.
Barbara Frum was one of Canada's premier female journalists who anchored The Journal on CBC News. That was the show that came after The National, and it was documentary in tone. It had longer form stories. It was opinions and point of view and op-ed, almost in the spirit of print journalism, where Barbara
Frum... That's 20 seconds,
is it already?
Yeah.
Wow, her son David coined the phrase axis of evil.
Yes.
All right, so I got one word, it sounds like, from your ding.
I gave you a ding. The National and The Journal should have been a ding, too.
But you've had your person.
And ding, the fact that she was so important as a news person and an anchor.
I know, but important probably wouldn't have been there. You've had your person, Jeremy, here's your place. For 20 seconds, talk about Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, what a beautiful place. It's always been wonderful. It's very cold in the winter. It's a little bit warm in the summertime. Portage in Maine is its most popular spot downtown. Some famous people, Bert and Cummings and the Guess Who form there. Also a wonderful place for lots of radio personalities. Alan Cross was there, actually born there.
20 Bob seconds Rock, is up. Alan Cross is from Winnipeg?
Yeah, and Bob Rock.
Crazy.
A lot of people from Winnipeg.
Talk About is a rad game.
I did start to sweat a little bit when I was like just talking about people from there.
Give me my place.
Okay. Your place, Jonathan, is Calgary, Alberta.
Calgary, Alberta is home of the Flames. It's where the Calgary Stampede takes place. It's nestled at the base of the Rocky Mountains. It's an international city known for oil within a short drive from Banff. The Olympics were there in 1988, where Elizabeth Manley won. Wow.
You did it. It's 20 seconds. Olympics definitely had to be there. Oil, for sure.
You're not going to give me Elizabeth Manley?
Elizabeth Manley's probably, I don't know about that, but maybe.
Hey, by the way, just to bring it full circle, can't you feel it? There's love in the air now. Bum, bum. David Foster's theme from the Calgary 88 Olympics. Can't you feel it? The hope we all share now. Bump, bump.
Bump, bump.
Can't you feel it? The feelings everywhere.
I remember that.
Boot it, tweet it, boot it, doubt, doot it, tweet it, doubt. Jeremy, for 20 seconds, talk about lacrosse.
Lacrosse! A Canadian, the ultimate in Canadianity, I would say, and probably the oldest known sport in Canada. Also, a world-renowned sport, is big in America as well. The arenas are full of the lacrosse. People love the Toronto Rock.
20 seconds is up, bud.
Team. What's that?
20 seconds is up, bud.
Really?
Yep.
That's like nothing. But, I mean, I felt like I didn't say shit.
I felt the same way. It's funny. You watch the people that are super good at talk about, they don't waste any time with, like, the these and the ands and the but. It's like basket, stick, ball, net.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they do that. I forgot.
All right, I'm going to try that. Hit me with my thing.
Lacrosse was tough. For some reason.
You're like, oh, lacrosse is a wonderful game. Let me see now. Like, time's up.
Oh, okay. Okay. You have to talk for 20 seconds about poutine.
Gravy, cheese curds, French fries, delicacy, Quebec, dish, drunk, late night, bars, closed, spreading all over the world. Heart attack risk. curdling gravy-like blood.
You're good. You're good. Oh, my God.
Talk about is the best. Heart attack risk.
Heart attack risk.
Poutine Moms. It's a show on MTV Canada. Talk About was fun, bud.
Did you say curds? Cheese curds?
Yeah, I did.
You crushed it then. You got all of them for sure.
Oh, crushed is probably a word that would have been there. You crush it.
Crush
it. I love when people get so stressed out.
Crush it.
They're talking about bananas. Bananas.
No, you're saying crazy stuff because you're hammered when you're eating it.
Bananas. They're yellow. Bananas have a peel. Bananas are potassium. Bananas yellow. Bananas.
Bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them.
Oh, Why would tarantulas be in the top? That's ridiculous.
He's just totally reaching, freaking out.
Tarantulas. And the guy operating the secret word board is like, no, that's not there. It was a slip on them.
Oh, man.
Good chatting, homie.
Good times. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
For our 35th episode, spectacular.
Don't forget the code word Canadianity for our pre-sale tickets for all you bods for May 5th at the Rivoli.
Come, won't you, bods? Bye, bod.
Bye, bod. Hey,